Welcome back to the AIM Mutual Podcast. My name is Chris Sharp, and this is part of our Team Behind the Team series, which aims to take a look at some of the individuals and jobs at AIM Mutual that play a vital but often under-recognized role in the policy cycle of our policyholders. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Stacey Gendron, HR Specialist at AIM Mutual, about her role and how her work supports the greater service efforts of the company. Welcome, Stacey. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to start off, can you just tell me a little about your background, your work as an HR specialist, and how you became part of the HR team at AIM Mutual?
Sure. So I've been with AIM Mutual for about 5.5 years now. I started with the company in 2018 as the HR administrator and was promoted to HR specialist in 2021. I had been working previously in an HR role with a different company, but I was looking for a change when I came across AIM Mutual. Their values, the type of work that they were doing, and the community really attracted me to the position. So I knew from the moment that I met with the team that this was the place for me. I really felt welcomed and energized and felt like I was going to be able to contribute in the capacity that I wanted to, which was definitely what I was looking for. And that feeling has really stayed with me ever since. In my role now, I deal primarily with, you know, the administration of our comprehensive benefits programs, payroll, and ensuring we're staying compliant with state and federal regulations. I work with different departments on various reporting, and I deal with day-to-day employer relations as well.
Excellent. What would you say is the most surprising thing you've learned about the workers' compensation industry since becoming part of it?
So for me, I would say that the amount of work, passion, and really care that goes into every case and every decision, every policy was what surprised me the most. You know, I feel like you sometimes hear the term workers' compensation and you might think there's a stigma to it. Sometimes people might think it's, you know, you're not dealing with very nice people or a decision's going to be made not in your favor, but that's really not the case here. I feel like everything we do at AIM Mutual, whether it's customer facing or not, there's so much care and compassion that goes into every decision. And I really think that's a testament to the people that we have here. And again, to our purpose and our vision and our common goals of success for those people that we're serving. People truly care here, and I think that's the key to setting us apart.
That's awesome. I mean, what would you say are some of the obstacles that you deal with, and how do you approach to resolve them?
Sure. So I'd say for HR specific, things that are really kind of obstacles that come along are some ever-changing rules and regulations that, you know, we have to deal with on the state or federal level. And also an ever-changing workforce, especially in the last couple of years. So how we really approach that is with a positive attitude and kind of a sense of knowing that not everything is always going to stay the same, and things are often changing because something better or more beneficial is being put in place. So I think it's definitely important from the changing workforce perspective to meet people where they're at, because I think that's really going to get the best results that you're looking for and get the most value out of the working relationship. And for our ever-changing rules and regulations to, you know, just kind of have to roll with it and know that hopefully what's being put in place is going to be better than what we had before. So we just kind of have to stay along with it, attend trainings and webinars and things like that to keep current and just go from there.
How does working in a team influence how you do your job? In HR, I feel like you work with all departments on a host of issues, but how important is it to exchange ideas and expertise with one another throughout the process?
Sure. So within the HR department specifically, I think it's, you know, great working in a team because we're able to collaborate so often. We come together to work on a host of issues together and make decisions. And so there's three of us in our department, and we really kind of have an overview of what's going on within HR, but then also, you know, within each department too. And I feel like that definitely helps when we're working with all departments too. You know, different departments work on different things, and we kind of have to maybe not approach one department the same way as we do another, depending on the issue at hand. So I think it's really, again, you know, kind of meeting people where they're at and kind of speaking to, you know, our expertise some of the things that we deal with in HR, it's not every employee or every department's need to be an expert in that. It's kind of ours. So it helps to work with them because, you know, they might be dealing with an issue that they're not sure how to handle it. They're not sure how to proceed. So we can kind of guide them, listen to what's going on, and give them some best practices and solutions to work through whatever's going on and get them over to the other side.
That makes sense. So this is kind of a long question, but do you find that the function of HR has an impact on the way that AIM ultimately delivers workers' compensation insurance services as a whole? And by that, I wonder if a focus on, you know, believing in the teamwork concept and an understanding of how everyone at the company is ultimately responsible for the injured worker plays into how and who you recruit for various open positions.
Sure. So it totally does. You know, a lot of our work may be behind the scenes, but it definitely impacts, you know, the lives of all of our employees. So what we do is so important to stay on top of it so that, you know, again, we're the experts in it. So the employee doesn't necessarily have to be. While it's important for everyone to take an interest in, you know, say their benefits and whatnot, you know, we can do the legwork and we can listen to them and work hard to provide them with robust offerings and things like that so they can be their best selves and show up to do the work and do their best work. And we work with departments to provide, you know, a variety of different things that will help them, again, be their best that they can be in their roles. And I think we're also kind of the first line in bringing people in who really walk the walk and talk the talk when it comes to our values and our mission and our purpose. We kind of are the ones who, especially in the recruiting process, we are the first people who usually speak with the candidates. We are the ones who kind of get a sense of what they're looking for. We communicate to them what we're looking for. And that really helps us kind of have a leg up of finding those candidates who really are going to work well and work well with, you know, our different departments, our different team members, and really lead in their roles with our values in mind.
Do you find that the people from all the different departments take advantage of the training and certification opportunities that AMutual offers?
Definitely. I definitely do. You know, we work with all of our departments to provide a variety of not only general, but also specific trainings and certification opportunities, you know, so that employees feel empowered in their roles and in their departments and ultimately in their careers. You know, we work to provide things that might be best for one department, and then we find something else that might be better for another set of employees. And we're always welcoming employees if they find something that they're interested in or find like a training that might be, you know, beneficial for them to take part in. We're always encouraging employees to bring that to us as well and making sure that they are able to take part in coordinating anything that they need to be able to take that training on.
Excellent. And the staff at AMutual, I'm sure, turns to HR for help in understanding benefit programs, employment law, employee relations, and putting policy into practice. But from an internal standpoint, how important are AMutual's core values of building empathy and displaying compassion and that notion of first we listen? How much does that fuse into kind of the culture within AMutual?
Sure. So I'd say, especially for HR, that's pretty much everything. In our role, and a lot of times with the delicate nature of the situations that we might encounter and deal with employees, leading with our values of listening with empathy, acting with compassion, doing the right thing is everything. If we don't do that, you know, I don't think the best outcome is not going to happen for our employees. It's so crucial that we work with our employees with those values in mind, because it's going to produce the best outcome for everyone involved in the situation.
I guess, can you just finally share some of the things that you enjoy most about working at AMutual?
Definitely. So some of the things I really enjoy most about working here are the people. I've had the pleasure of working with so many amazing people throughout my career here at AMutual. I've gotten to know, especially in my position in HR, you know, you get to meet and get to know a lot of different people in different departments. And it's really been a pleasure to get to know different people and know them not only from a professional perspective, but also I think being in HR to like get to know people on a personal level as well. And it's really just been so enriching and fulfilling to be able to help people and, you know, empower people to reach the best outcomes, whether that be with, you know, something personal or something kind of personal, kind of professional, like, a, you know, the best benefit choices for them, or something professionally, like, you know, someone is going to take part in a new training or a new role and they need some advice on it, kind of just coaching them through that too. That's been, you know, one of the most fulfilling things that I've been able to take part in my role with AMutual so far.
Very good. Stacey, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. And to the listeners, thanks for joining us today. If you'd like to hear more about the team behind the team, please tune in to some of the other podcasts in this series. And if you have other questions about how AMutual can support you and your business, please don't hesitate to reach out with your specific needs. Thanks again, Stacey.
Thank you so much, Chris.